Oh sugar, sugar. Oh honey, honey.
Why are you so happy? Are you on a sugar high?
Well, kind of. All sweet treats come from the main ingredient, which is sugar.
Okay, that explains it.
So today on the table, we have the love of my life, sugar.
Not a big fan of sugar.
Hey, don't be so mean. He was only joking, sugar. See you in a sec. Hi, and welcome back, guys. Right, Sol, you know it's no secret I have a sweet tooth. Just like tea, I think I might be addicted to sugar as well. Lol.
Okay, Mr. Sweet Tooth Guy.
So I decided to do this episode to find out the ins and outs about sugar and to give you the lowdown on sugar. So you don't slip down this sugary slope. Lol. Did you see what I did there?
Yes, indeed. Very original. Ha ha.
Well, sugar was first produced from the sugarcane plants in India.
I already know this, bro. Say something original.
You mad, bro?
But did you know this? Sometime after the first century AD, the word sugar derived from the Sanskrit sarkara, meaning ground or candied sugar, originally known as grit or gravel. So, sugar is made from either sugarcane or sugar beets. The process begins with the harvesting of sugarcane or sugar beets, which are then cut into small pieces and crushed to release the juice. This juice is then boiled and dehydrated to remove the water and the concentrate of the sugar. The syrup is then further processed to filter out impurities and to remove the colour. Finally, the syrup is crystallized to create the sugar crystals that we know and use every day. So Sol, were you aware of that? That's how sugar is created or made?
Not in that detail. So I have learned something new.
Thank you so much.
Did you know that sugar is not actually white?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Natural.
Yeah, I think it's brown, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It's actually brown and they have to like colour it to make it white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because you mentioned a few moments ago about grit and gravel. That gives an indication that anything from the ground is usually like brown anyway, isn't it? Like if you take soil, it's not white, isn't it? You know? So, yeah.
So technically, so, I think brown sugar is probably more healthy for you. Not that it's healthy, but...
It's healthy, yeah. From the two, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, because it's more closer to the natural form. It's not being, you know, changed.
Yeah, a bit like bread, innit? White and brown. Wholemeal and...
LOL! So which one do you prefer more, white bread or brown bread?
Oats bread.
Oats bread?
Yeah, oats. It's made out of oats.
Such a thing?
There is.
Made out of oats?
Yeah, it's made out of oats.
Never tried that.
Oaty bread.
I personally prefer white bread. But,
Okay. What about pastries? To be specific, French pastries. Pain au chocolat, croissants.
Nice.
This episode's about sugar. So, back to the topic.
It does contain sugar on them.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but it's not a pastry episode. I know.
Yeah, but we might sweet, do a pastry episode. That's why. We're talking about bread first. And now we're talking about sweet bread, like, well, so-called sweet bread.
Right. Anyway, back to the topic in hand.
Stop nicking my word, bro. LOL.
Back to some interesting facts about sugar. Sugar, sugar. So you might know about sugar, and you may have touched on it in the past, but let me give you 10 facts right here. Let's see if you knew these. 1. Sugar is one of the most widely consumed foods in the world. 2. The first record of sugar was in India around 500 BC. 3. Sugar was so valuable that it used to be used as a form of currency in some parts of the world. 4. In the 16th century, sugar was so expensive that only the wealthy people could afford it. 5. The average American consumes over 100 pounds of sugar each year. 6. In the 18th century, sugar production in the Caribbean was the foundation of the Atlantic slave trade. 7. Sugar is made up of two molecules, glucose and fructose. 8. Sugar has been linked to numerous health issues, including diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. 9. Sugar is added to a variety of foods, including breakfast cereals, bread, and yogurt. Oh, sorry, Sol, I meant to say yogurt. LOL. 10. The average person consumes around 22 tablespoons of sugar per day.
Some interesting facts there. Seems I've learned something. But are there any health benefits from taking sugar?
Yes, there are some health benefits associated with sugar, although these benefits should be weighed against the potential health risks associated with consuming too much sugar. Some of the potential health benefits of sugar include providing energy, helping to regulate blood sugar levels, and providing essential vitamins or vitamins and minerals. Additionally, sugar can have a positive effect on your mental health, as some studies have suggested that sugar may help improve your mood and reduce your stress. However, it is important to note that consuming too much sugar can have negative health consequences, such as increasing the risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes and other health issues. Therefore, it is important to monitor and limit sugar intake for optimal health.
What are the risks of consuming too much sugar?
There are numerous potential risks associated with consuming too much sugar. High sugar consumption is linked to an increased risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and other health issues. Additionally, sugar can increase inflammation in the body, which can lead to a variety of health problems. Excessive sugar consumption can also cause tooth decay, as sugar is a major contributor to cavities and other dental issues. Finally, sugar can have an addictive quality, making it difficult to limit sugar intake and leading to increased risk of metabolic syndrome. Therefore, it is important to limit sugar intake in order to reduce the potential health risks associated with consuming too much sugar.
In one of our previous episodes, Niz mentioned a sugar tax. Did you look into this?
Well, actually I did.
Wait a minute! Who are you?
Some countries have implemented a sugar tax in order to discourage consumption of sugary drinks and other high sugar foods. These taxes are usually levied on manufacturers of sugary drinks and other sugary food products. For example, the United Kingdom has a tax on sugary drinks and France has a soda tax. Additionally, some cities in the United States have implemented a similar tax on sugary drinks.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
The purpose of these taxes is to discourage consumption of sugary drinks and other high sugar food products in order to reduce the health risks associated with consuming too much sugar. You are my candy girl, and you got
me wanting you. When was this tax introduced and why?
Fatality.
Well, the sugar tax was first introduced in France in 2012. Since then, other countries such as United Kingdom, Mexico, and the United States have implemented similar taxes. Additionally, the taxes are meant to encourage the consumption of healthy alternatives and to raise revenue for the government.
Are you serious?
So, what is the future for sugar?
The future of sugar is uncertain, as public awareness about the health and risks associated with consuming too much sugar continues to increase. There is likely to be an increased focus on reducing sugar consumption. Governments may continue to implement sugar taxes to discourage overconsumption, and the food industry may start offering more sugar-free and low-sugar options. Additionally, scientists are currently exploring ways to reduce sugar consumption without sacrificing the taste.
Okay.
Such as using artificial sweeteners or natural sweeteners like stevia or monk fruit. As the public's knowledge and demand for healthy alternatives increases, the future of sugar will become clearer.
The future is bright. The future is orange. Anyway, what is the safe amount of sugar to be consumed?
Well, the World Health Organization recommends limiting your sugar intake to less than 10% of your daily caloric intake.
Oh my God!
This means that for a person consuming 2,000 calories per day, they should limit their sugar intake to less than 50 grams, or about 12 teaspoons of natural sugar.
Are you serious?
Additionally, it is important to be aware of hidden sugars, which are found in a variety of foods and beverages. Therefore, it is important to read nutrition labels carefully to ensure that the amount of sugar consumed is within the recommended limit.
Hidden sugar? What's that? Is that like some white powdered stuff?
No, it's different versions of sugar. You know, like fructose, and they have different names. They just hide them under other labels.
I'm just trying to be funny, bro. I was going to say if it's some sort of narcotics, because sugars are like a bit of a narcotic, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. You can't. Can you get arrested?
You get addicted, isn't it? You get addicted.
I suppose. So it's a legal narcotic then?
You can't
get put in jail for, you know, slinging some sugar.
Have you tried it?
Do you want to buy some? $2 for $5. You know what they say, never get high on your own supply.
Yeah, good point. You are right there.
Too much. So, yeah.
FBI, open up!
Sugar. It's not my thing, bro. Because I can't take it due to diabetes. I've had enough. I'm done with this. I don't like sugar.
Hey, stop being mean. He didn't mean it, sugar. He's just cranky. I don't know. Anyway, forget Saul. Let's get out of it, sugar. Right, I'm off with my sugar. See you guys next week for another great episode. Until then, take care and bye-bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.